The UK economy is officially in recession, with disposable income set to fall by a record 7%. Yesterday, the new Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, set out a package of spending cuts and tax hikes to fill a £55 billion fiscal hold, asking more of those who have more, he said. But the Office of Budgetary Responsibility highlighted pain for the entire country. The Hunt package comes just 55 days after Kwasi Kwarteng's economic plan caused a domestic financial crisis, higher mortgage costs for millions, and ultimately the resignation of Prime Minister Liz Truss. Lindsay Judge is Research Director of the Resolution Foundation. That's the UK independent think tank. And good morning, Lindsay. The UK has gone in just a handful of weeks from massive tax cuts to tax increases. Did Jeremy Hunt do what's necessary yesterday to accomplish, I suppose, three things? Has he protected the vulnerable? Will he rebuild the economy and reduce that debt?
Well, let's start with the first one of those. I think he did protect the vulnerable yesterday. This was definitely a program which set out, you know, is progressive. It certainly there's pain all around, as you said, but there's less pain for those at the bottom. And the key thing he did yesterday, which is really important, is that he agreed to uprate working age benefits in line with inflation. There'd been a lot of rumours around that he was going to only uprate them in line with earnings, which of course is a much lower at the moment than inflation. That's really significant. That puts a lot of value in people's pockets at the bottom. He also said that he would uprate our national living wage in the UK at quite a high rate too. So bottom protected, but pain, as I say, all around. I mean, in terms of the broader economy, he certainly set out a credible plan. I mean, we haven't seen the markets react in anything like the way we saw them react during the mini budget period. So he seems to have restored credibility, but he's done it in a rather sort of cunning way in some respects. So the first thing he's done is that he's announced a very significant number of tax rises, albeit rather stealthily done by freezing tax allowances rather than raising rates. And the second thing he's done is he's penciled in quite a lot of spending cuts, but a long way out into the future. And there's really big questions, I think, about whether they'll be deliverable.
People have talked about the hand of Osborne over this budgetary statement and the spirit of Brown.
Absolutely. So I believe in many ways there are some big differences. The major one, of course, is that Osborne in 2010 also had a large fiscal hole to fill, but he decided to fill it mainly by spending cuts, with the kind of, you know, the age of austerity that we've lived through in the UK for the last 10 years or so. Osborne filled that hole with 80% of spending cuts. Hunt has decided to fill it largely through tax increases.
The Bank of England is already forecasting a 2-year-long recession for the UK. In delivering that statement yesterday and setting out the whys of how Britain got to this point, did the Chancellor blame any of the country's present woes on the Truss government or on Brexit, or was it all down to blaming international developments?
Well, I think that was really striking yesterday, that the rhetoric was very much about the problem is outside of the UK and this is not a UK specific issue. Now, it's fair to say that a lot of the volatility that we saw after the mini budget, the Truss and Kwarteng budget 8 weeks ago, has largely unwound, not entirely, but largely unwound. The kind of very high spikes in interest rates we saw in the UK have more or less fallen back to international levels. But I think Jeremy Hunt's rhetoric was very much, you know, trying to locate the problem outside the UK and, you know, dealing with it, and which is a valid statement. I mean, these are global forces at play. Of course, there's some specific issues we've had in the UK recently.
Has he just as well, though, lobbed the ball on the spending cuts into Labour after the next election if they're in power?
Yeah, very much so. I think that is a very clear part of the strategy, as I say. I mean, to a certain extent, so deferring spending cuts makes sense. I mean, the line he was walking yesterday was between restoring credibility by saying how he'd fix the fiscal hole, but also not making the recession worse. So he doesn't want to take a lot of money out of the economy in this recessionary period. It makes sense to say that spending cuts will come later in the forecast period. But of course, it's also politically rather appealing because it makes the problem one for the next government, whatever political complexion they may have.
Lindsay Judge, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning. It's 29 minutes past 8.